Good morning with us, political observer Alan Chartok, on a bitterly cold Friday. Alan, here's one of the temperatures for you. Saranac Lake, New York, minus 12, but minus 18 with the wind chill.
In Great Barrington, when I woke up, minus 2, and it's going to get worse. So what everybody has to do is just be very careful with themselves, with their children, everybody else. The cars are going to be problematic. You're going to have the AAA being called all over the place. And you just have to be very careful not to be silly or stupid, in fact, and get out and endanger yourself. You have to be very careful. You have to cover yourself up. And I'm really concerned about all of our friends and neighbors, particularly some of the older people who are going to have to face all of this.
Well, such a tragedy yesterday here in Albany, Alan, out in front of WAMC at the intersection of Central Avenue and Quail Street. A 4-year-old boy was hit and killed by a garbage truck yesterday morning. A pre-kindergarten student in the Albany public school system described as a boy who loved to learn, and he was walking with his mother in the crosswalk with the light when the boy was hit. And just a shocking morning yesterday.
Yeah, you know, our feelings and our thoughts all go out to this wonderful family, apparently, you know, who are doing the right thing. The mother was walking the kid, holding the child's hand across the street. The truck apparently came around the corner. The crossing guard has told the media that while she was helping somebody else across the street, her stop-and-go paddle was locked in a car, and the car was towed away. You know, one doesn't really know whether that would have made a difference in the end. But we have school crossing guards. We make those kinds of investments, and it is essential that everybody remembers that if there is a slip-up of any dimension on any side, that it can really be devastating.
Well, speaking of dangerous intersections, the intersection between trains and cars, and of course the MTA disaster recently bringing that to the forefront, but an article in the Times today points to the fact that rail crossings in New York, and of course we have a region filled with them, more likely that trains and cars intersect than we would think.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, in the end, it comes down to this. Are we going to be stupid or not? Are we going to try to get over that crosswalk when we hear the jangle or the post coming down? What do we do? And how have we been trained? Now, I can tell you that in my family, if anybody hears of such a thing coming down the track, if anybody sees the light blinking, we stop. And if somebody behind us, some jerk behind us, is angry about it, that's just tough. Because the more that we use our rational abilities and just stop, the more lives that will be saved. But unfortunately, we're human, and people do silly things, and they do them all the time. So, David, I could just plead with everybody, just think about what you're doing and think about what the potential risk can be. Thanks so much, David. I know you're concerned. I know we're all concerned.